That's what we want. We want dentistry to become more expertise-driven and not commodity-driven.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
And we're trying to start a new streak. We missed an episode at the end of July. I'm disappointed in myself. But what I want to do this week is I want to share with you four things that we talked about in some of my mastermind calls that I think can really be extended to each and every one of you. So in this week's episode, I'm going to share four takeaways from some coaching calls I did today and how you can implement them in your practice and see if they can help improve your business. So let's get rocking and rolling. But before we get there, have you joined the 3D Dentist Pro community? It's totally free. It's where I hang out. It's how you can get access to us and talk about the episodes, talk about your practices, get access to all the 3D Dentist faculty. That is where we want you to be. So if you're serious about improving your practice and ready to take it to another step, but you're not ready to go all in, no better way to get started and get it started than by joining us in the 3D Dentist Pro community. All you got to do is search 3D Dentist on your app store, whether that's Apple or Android, and you will find us there, and you can make an account free and clear and then get joined in on the conversations. We got good stuff going on there, so come on in, join in. Let's more the merrier. All right, let's go to this week's episode. All right, so concept number one was an idea of reverse auditing your doctor's schedule. And what do I mean by that? So let's take a step back and talk about what brought this about. One of the amazing dentists we're working with in our mastermind is doing fantastic numbers, mature practice, doing good. But, you know, as a good coach, I'm consistently looking at where can we improve? Where can I push? How do I get more for each office and each person? And what I was noticing is that our third-party financing numbers are still too low, especially given this dentist skill set, given this practice size, the numbers should just be better. And they're not. And he admits that it's a struggle. And what I felt is that when the third-party numbers aren't up, okay, it's a treatment planning issue. In other words, we're only diagnosing what the insurance covers or just a one-thing-at-a-time mentality. Or, where, you know, if the dentist is truly diagnosing and giving the patient a chance to say yes to doing all their dentistry in few visits, then the team is too quickly phasing it down to only what the insurance covers. And basically it boils down to is you don't need a financial menu. You don't need third-party financing if you're not getting your average case above $1,000. So I think in this person's practice, that's what's going on. So what I asked him to do is to do a reverse audit of his doctor's schedule for treatment planning. And so here's what that looks like. Basically, you'll go back for a couple of weeks. You can't do it 1 or 2 days. You got to get a good amount of data on it. And you look at your patients. So let's say you look back at last Thursday's patients and you said, hey, as the dentist, I saw six patients on my schedule, on my dentist schedule that I'm doing treatment plans on. And what I would do is I would look at those patients. I would say, hey, I did just a crown on number 19. I would look at this patient's x-rays. I'd look at this patient's photographs, and I'd reverse treatment plan. In other words, I would relook at the treatment plan and say, hey, what should I, without looking at their chart so that you're not biased, just look at their x-rays and the photos and then say, hey, this is all the dentistry that's possible to be done on this patient. Then I would look at their tooth chart and see, is all of that treatment plan? And then I would look back at their treatment plan, their presentation that was presented to the patient and find out, hey, did this patient need more than just number 19 done? If so, great. Did I treatment plan that? So that's on me. Great, I treatment planned it. Now I'll look at, in our office, the financial menu that was presented to the patient or the treatment plan that was presented to the patient. And I would say, well, was more than just number 19 presented to the patient? And if the answer is yes there and the patient only chose to did number 19, I'm totally okay with that. Patient's choice. Where I think most of us are really missing the boat is we're never giving our patients a chance physically, like literally let them see it on paper. We say we're asking if they want to do all the dentistry, but we're not really communicating that in a very strong way and giving them a physical, like literally seeing it on paper, chance to say yes to doing it all in as few visits as possible. And I would just do that for all of our patients. And I think what would happen is you would see that more and more patients aren't saying yes to the whole treatment. And then that's, again, that's totally okay. But then where the real rubber meets the road is what is being presented to them. And my guess in this office in particular, and for many of you, and probably my office included, remember, I'm not immune from this, is that we're really never even giving the patients a chance. Somewhere along the way, the patient makes a comment about insurance or patient makes a comment about money. And then our team just decides that, you know what, we need to really just do just one area, one tooth or whatever it is. And we never give the patient a chance to see it. And hence, when your dollar amount gets below $1,500 or so, insurance is going to pick up 50 to 75% of that. And then the patient out of pocket's typically not enough that most people can just swipe their credit card. And so third-party financing is not needed. So concept there is reverse auditing your treatment that you've been doing, okay, so that you can kind of reverse see what the process was that got the patient into your practice to only do one or two teeth or just one tooth at a time, because our goal is to see less patients but do the same amount of dentistry just on less people, and that comes without making up treatment for our patients. We don't want to necessarily diagnose each individual tooth differently. We just want to diagnose completely and let the patient have a chance to say yes to doing all of their dentistry in as few visits as possible. We call that fewer well-planned visits here at 3D Dentists. So that's concept number one. Takeaway number two, this is the value of single-visit dentistry. I was talking to one of our new masterminders. This was our first coaching call with him. And we, you know, asking how things are going, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that he's struggling with is that, hey, you know, we schedule an hour for the prep, but we're scheduling a half an hour for delivery. And one of the things that we teach in our mastermind is that no appointment should be less than an hour on the doctor's main schedule, actually on any part of the practice. So, and he said, in this situation, I'm taking a step backwards if I go to a one-hour delivery appointment. And I said, you're absolutely correct. I said, have you considered single-visit dentistry? In other words, having a CEREC, E4D, whatever, you know, Plan Mill, whatever product. I believe CEREC is the best when it comes to this. But whatever product that is there, okay? And there's other ways of doing it, obviously. But the product's not the topic here. Okay, single-visit crowns. And he said, no, my lab bill is, I got a local lab that does zirconia for $59. So, you know, it doesn't make economic sense. And he's absolutely correct. And my statement to him was, gone are the days where the lab bill easily justified the purchase of single visit dentistry technology. Those days are on their way out. Lab bills, you know, single zirconia and CAD milling in the lab, and lab fees getting down to $59, $69, $79, $89 for a single zirconia restoration from some of the labs, and even less if you outsource it overseas. I'm not advocating that. But that makes the justification of any technology more and more difficult. And so what I said is, what I was trying to coach him on is, hey, we have to think about technology differently. We have to think about it as, how does this technology buy me time? Even if it doesn't make economic sense, I'm not saying it should cost you more, but even if it doesn't make economic sense, how do we make it buy us time? So I said, what really happens here is you're scheduling an hour on day one, you're scheduling a half an hour on day 10, let's call it. So that's a 90 minutes of your doctor chair time schedule, okay? And in his office, he works, they have three doctors and three chairs, so plus the hygiene chairs. So they don't have the ability to work column to column, and we don't advocate that at 3D Dentists anyway. So I said, you can do a single visit crown in 90 minutes for sure. And, you know, it's possible. I certainly believe it's absolutely. I've been doing it for, you know, 15, 20 years that way. I said, he goes, yeah, but it doesn't buy me any time. And I go, yes and no. Okay. Because he goes, you can do it in 90 minutes. So that was 1 hour, that was an hour on day one and 30 minutes on day 10. Now you combine the two. And on day one, you just schedule 90 minutes and you've, it's time level. It's, let's call it economic level because he's paying $59 for zirconia crowns. So let's call it economic level. I go, but it still makes sense because one, it makes your scheduling so much easier. I'd rather do an hour and a half visit once than have a patient come in an hour and 30, you know, hour once and 30 minutes twice. To all, I'll trade that all day long. And I said, what really happens there, the real value that most dentists, me included, when I was first started this, we don't see is, I said, do you feel busy when you prep the 1 hour crown? He goes, yes. I said, do you feel busy when you do the 30 minute delivery? He goes, yes. I go, now when we combine it to an hour and a half, you will not be busy for 30 minutes of that hour and a half. While the restoration's milling, while the restoration's being fired, that 30 minutes, you will have absolute free time. You can go drink coffee, not what I advocate. You can go do amazing hygiene checks. You can start doing limited exams and consults during milling and firing time. You can start working on cases and doing case planning and doing, you know, some of the case design stuff that I've talked about here with exocad and different things like that. So now suddenly you have this half an hour of productivity time in the sense of building and growing your practice, working on your practice. And I say that time, that half an hour is so valuable that it easily offsets, you know, any cost that you have. And the save that the lab bill will at least be neutral in this scenario. And so hopefully with point number two is the value of single visits. Dentistry is no longer about the lab fee, but now it's really about the time value. Okay. And that's what we want. We want dentistry to become more expertise driven and not commodity driven. When we get focused on lab fees and things like that, we become more and more of a commodity and less of an expert-driven profession. And I want you to be an expert-driven dentist. So we've covered number one, which is reverse auditing. Number two, the value of single-visit dentistry. Number three, and this one really hit home with me because it reminded me of me 25 years ago. One of the people in our mastermind is not a new dentist, but she's new to her practice, and she's doing a second year. She's at second year, about 2 years in, a year and a half into her startup of her practice. And so, you know, we had talked to her and I said, hey, and she was asking me a couple of questions. And one of the things we talk about is that we at 3D Dentists from mature practices, we don't promote or push same day dentistry, you know, unless the schedule's open. Okay. We don't try to squeeze in that extra few hundred dollars by working a second column. We believe there's other ways for us to be more productive without breaking our back in this hustle culture. We believe in the smart culture. And so I had to stop her for a second. And I said to this person, I said, I want you to understand that the things we talk about at our meetings are broadly speaking, and they're typically 90% of our customers, 90% of the dentists I'm talking to, they are mature practices, meaning they're 5+ years old. They're not in startup mode. They're not in, hey, I need to be busier. I need to be making revenue. I need to be increasing my savings and profits. So I need you to understand that when I say we don't focus on single visit dentistry, that's a broad brushstroke that does not necessarily apply to you at this point in time. We want to be mindful of it. We don't want to build a practice around that, but we want to be mindful of this. And I think when it really sunk into her is when I told her what happened to me. You know, my first year in my startup practice, I was taking all kinds of CE because I believe in education and investing in myself, was that I would go hear these gurus talk, and they were probably the age I'm at now. They were probably, you know, I'm 48. They're probably in their early 50s, 25 years or so into their career. And they would say, what I heard them say was that insurance is the devil and that we should do dentistry without insurance. And they're, well, honestly, looking back, they were right. I would love to do dentistry without insurance. But the reality is I hadn't earned the right to get there. And I tried to do it. I tried to take their message that was geared to a, you know, in 10, 15, 20, 30 year plus practice, and I tried to apply it to my startup. And it almost caused me to go bankrupt. And so when I told her that story, I shared that story with her, I could see some relief in her. And so if you're listening and you're an avid dentist and, you know, that's who listens to podcasts and you're in a startup mode, I want you to take some of the things I talk about and do understand that we're painting broad brush strokes and we're talking about, you know, when you have, when you're not in survival mode. Look, when you're in survival mode, if I had to, God forbid, I don't have to go back to survival mode, but if I did, I can promise you I'd do some of the things I say don't do. Okay? And so I want you to keep in perspective, how does this advice fit into where you're at in your life and where you're trying to get to? We never want to advocate stopping your financial progress at the expense of doing, quote unquote, what's right. We got to pay the bills. We got to support our family. We got to build a nest egg. And then once you start building that nest egg, now you have the flexibility to start making choices. Okay, so that's point number three. Point number one, reverse audit your treatment planning, your schedule. Number two is the way to value single visit dentistry today. And number three is understand the perspective of the message from whatever guru you're listening to. I hate the word guru, but whatever person you're listening to, always understand that their message is coming from their perspective and always learn how to apply that to where you're at in your life and what you're trying to accomplish. Okay. And point number four, my last coaching call was we developed a scoreboard, a procedural scoreboard for an incentive in his practice. So as I was looking at his monthly KPIs, his monthly tracker, what I noticed was, given the skill set of the person, what they've shared with me that they want to accomplish, and knowing the size of his practice and understanding some of those things, I looked at his sedation numbers, his implant numbers, and his ortho numbers, and they were not at all where they could be, and not at all where they should be, and not at all where he wanted them to be. So in that situation, I asked him a simple question. I said, does your team know how important ortho, sedation, and implants are to your practice and how it benefits them? And he says, no, they don't. And I said, great. Let's walk through, get a whiteboard. I don't know, maybe this dates me, but when I used to drive my kids to school, this drove me nuts. We paid a lot of money for them to go to school, but there would always be these donations they were asking. And they would have this thermometer, a real big thermometer sign that would say how close they were to their goal. And so every time I walked in, I was irritated, but I saw this thermometer. But what it told me is what was important to them. They're trying to raise money for whatever cause they're trying to raise money for. Usually it's to build a building. And then what their goal was and where they're at in their progress. And so I said, what I was telling this gentleman was, we need to create that for your practice so that your team knows what's important, what the goal is, and where they're at in the progress. And it needs to be big on a 4 or 5 foot whiteboard, real big in your break room so no one can miss it. And it's very crystal clear what's important. So we developed, I penciled out and sketched it out. And I said, hey, you know, we can do X number of ortho cases. If we do an X number of sedation patients and we do X number of implants, here's the goal. Here's the baseline. And I said, I want you to tape, in his case, I want you to tape $500 up next to the ortho, $500 up next to the implant. I want you to tape $500 up next up to the sedation. And if the team hits any of those numbers, that $500 for that particular thing gets unlocked and put into the pot for the team. Okay. And what that does is it trains, you know, at the end of the day, it'll fix the revenue issue, but it trains not that collections are the ultimate goal, but in his situation, that these particular procedures, which happen to fix the collections or the revenue problem as well, or the revenue goal, not problem necessarily, but the revenue goal, that we do that. And it makes it super easy. And I said the only caveat is you have to tell the team the dollar amount that's available will change month to month, and our goal number will change over time. You know, because let's make the number up and say it's 4 ortho cases per month. Once you're consistently hitting that, the number has to change. Okay. A incentive can't be automatic. An incentive in my world, and call me old fashioned, an incentive should always require some level of work. Okay. So if you make 4 with your eyes closed, then the number's too low. It needs to change. It needs to go to 6 or 7 or 8, whatever the number is, something attainable. And then when that becomes normal, then you go to the next number. And this slow but steady race is what wins. Okay, we're not, and dentistry is not a 100-meter dash. Dentistry is a marathon or an ultra-marathon if you're Tim Anderson. Okay, and speaking of Tim Anderson, I don't know if you guys know, but the 3D Dentist Podcast Network has a new podcast. It's called The Digital Smile Hub by Dr. Tim Anderson. So get on your favorite podcast app, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I don't know if there's anything else out there. And just search Digital Smile Hub. And if you're into clinical dentistry and you're into digital dentistry and you're into smile dentistry, you've got to start listening to Dr. Tim Anderson. He's an amazing clinician, and we're so proud to have him on our team. And I'd love nothing more than for you to start listening to his podcast as well. So there we have 4 concepts to talk about. That's 1 is reverse auditing your treatment planning, the real value of single visit dentistry, understanding the perspective of the message of the speaker, okay, and then putting a scoreboard incentive in place for your practice. So hopefully you find these helpful, and if we can help you at 3D Dentist, we're here for you. We have amazing clinical training, we have amazing live patient implant training, and of course we have our business mastermind, and we're here to help. And if you're not ready to join us fully, you can join us on our 3D Dentist Pro community app. And if you're a podcast listener, clearly you kind of like us. So help us out and join our app. Have a good day, and we'll see you guys next week.